Good morning. Tens of thousands of supporters of Catalan independence rallied in Madrid on Saturday in protest at an ongoing trial of 12 separatist leaders. Many waved Catalan flags and had placards reading "Self-determination is not a crime." Protest organisers said 120,000 people took part. The rally was organised by more than 60 civil society groups from all over Spain. Hundreds of buses were laid on to bring demonstrators to Madrid from Catalonia and other regions. Spain said on Friday it will move the remains of late dictator Francisco Franco from the mausoleum to a state-run temple after months of wrangling between the government and his family. The move, which will take place in June, has long been talked about by sympathisers of the socialist government, but fiercely resisted by Franco's heirs and many on the political right. Police on the Costa del Sol found the body of a man shot dead near an industrial estate in Malaga yesterday. The discovery was made on a road at the back of the city's Guadalhorce water treatment works at midday. Paramedics were only able to confirm the death of the young sub-Saharan man who has not yet been identified. National police are awaiting the results of an autopsy and are investigating the shooting. Several people were injured after a firework shot into onlookers at a fire celebration in Valencia on Saturday. A 23-year-old is reported to have suffered a serious injury after a firecracker exploded close to the public who was standing behind a security barrier. Five people were rushed to the city's La Fe hospital. National police officers have collected witness statements from the public and representatives of the pyrotechnics company involved. And a new high-speed ferry service will get you from the Costa Blanca to Formentera in less than 2 hours. The newly renovated ferry will depart from Denia and carry some 500 passengers. When the season opens on April the 17th, the boat will leave Denia at 9 a.m, returning at 11 p.m. from the smallest of the Balearic Islands. Services will be ramped up to 12 journeys a week come August before winding down as the tourist season ends in October. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.